The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Commentary from the Edge. I'm your host, Elbert Lewis. Today my rant is entitled, Guns and Freedom. This rant fell on me like a ton of bricks. I was laying in bed, just woke up, and as my routine goes, I turned on the TV and pulled up my recordings on the DVR and punched in Nightline. I lay there watching Nightline, and I saw an interview with the mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, that gave me the willies. It scared the hell out of me. I recommend anybody who has any doubts about the role that guns play in our freedom in this country needs to watch that program. It was the night of December 21st, 2012, the Nightline edition. Now, let me go back a little ways to give you a little background about this rant. I have pretty much been a loner all of my life. Grew up in a house full of 8 kids, single parent, in the projects, hungry half the time. And a lot of times I would just leave home to escape. And there was a large stand of woods near where I lived. And I spent a lot of time by myself in those woods. In high school, I never joined any groups, any clubs, or played any sports. I worked as much as I could because we were poor and I wanted to have things. In college, I never joined any fraternities or any groups like that. In my work, in my professional career as an engineer, I never joined the American Society of Civil Engineers or other engineering groups that constantly sent me flyers and letters urging me to join. I never joined the NAACP, never gave them a dime. But this morning, I jumped out of my bed in my pajamas, went into my garage, opened up my garbage can, and dug out a bag of garbage from 2 days ago. I dug through that garbage until I found that letter from the NRA that I had just thrown away without opening. It was just the last of many because I subscribe to a gun magazine, because I buy a lot of survival type gear off of the internet. My name is on their mailing list and they want me as a member, but I, you know, not being a joiner, I just ignore them. But after watching that Nightline segment, I opened that letter and I filled out the application and I put a stamp on it and a return address with a check for a year's membership. And I sit it on the counter by the door, and as soon as I go out, that's going to be my first step, is to deliver that letter to a mailbox. Anyone who saw that in that Nightline interview with Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, were probably jumping out of their skins just like I was. As you can guess, the interview concerned the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. This anchor was asking him about his efforts to stoke the furor, the blind, unreasoning, unthinking furor for more gun control in this country. The anchor asked him a series of questions concerning possible gun control legislation, and the man's ignorance was phenomenal for someone in his position. This is a middle-aged female anchor who had to school the mayor in the difference between an automatic and a semi-automatic weapon. He did not know the difference. When she suggested that the head of the NRA, Mr. LaFiere, had suggested putting armed guards in schools nationwide, the mayor scoffed at that. He thought, why should people have to live like that? But then the anchor pointed out to him that when she came to interview him, she had to go through metal detectors. There was armed guards. He has a guard 24 hours a day. And he just got this little sick little grin on his face. It's good for him. It's cool for him. It's all right for him. But for us peons out here, we shouldn't have to live like that. We shouldn't have any protection. It was simply amazing. The amount of arrogance, elitism, and hypocrisy and ignorance that came out of his mouth during that interview. And this is from a man who wants to control what size beverages people drink in New York, how much salt is in their food, how much sugar. Can you imagine him and politicians like him, Dianne Feinstein, Barack Obama? Can you imagine what these people would do if we didn't have guns to protect ourselves from an oppressive government? It's frightening. And that's why I say that there is only one thing standing between us and a loss of a free United States, and that is the number 300 million or so guns out there in the hands of private citizens. If it ever gets to the point where they can take our guns away, we can kiss our freedoms goodbye. I have a love-hate relationship with the Founding Fathers. On the one hand, they created the best form of government that man is capable of at this stage of evolution. Given human nature, this is the best that man can do. But on the other hand, they sanctioned slavery. Most of them were slave owners. And if I had been alive there at that time, my life would have been crap. But four or five or six or however many generations later, I live a pretty good life. I enjoy my freedoms. At one point in time, I was a U.S. Marine and a hired gun for this nation. Went over to Vietnam and tried my best to kill people when they were shooting at me. But I'm telling you, people, the Viet Cong, the communists, all the other so-called axis of evil nations, they are not the biggest threat to our freedoms. Oh no, we have the mightiest military on the planet and lots of guns to protect us from them. The greatest danger to our freedoms, our constitutional rights, is the do-gooder politicians who think they know what's best for us, that they know how we should live our lives, that take our hard-earned dollars and tax money and give it away to dictators, to their friends, to their cronies, and otherwise pound it down a rat hole. They pass laws that allow their rich cronies to take our private property just because they can make a profit from it. They give corporations tax breaks to send jobs overseas. They come up with judicial rulings that say that the police are not obligated to protect us, even though we pay them to do so. They do all of these things and many more and worse at the point of a gun. And if not for the guns, hundreds of millions of guns, and the billions of rounds of ammunition, they would be able to force their will upon us. And that is the only thing standing in their way. And we cannot let the events that took place in Newtown, Connecticut, take our eyes off of that overreaching, all-important fact. Who do you trust? Do you trust the Founding Fathers? Or do you trust the bribe-taking, demagoguing, arrogant, know-it-all, hypocritical, self-serving politicians that we have today? The Founding Fathers crafted the Second Amendment and added it to the Constitution because they knew that an armed populace, in the long run, was the greatest guarantor of freedom. Not the good intentions of the do-gooders, not the goodwill of a few benevolent rulers, and certainly not a king, and definitely not a liberal president or a liberal big city mayor. Our freedoms are at risk. Now, I have never been a joiner, never have in my life, but I'm joining the NRA, and I encourage everyone in the sound of my voice to also join the NRA and write their congressmen and congresswomen and even the president if you have to, and let them know that you are joining the NRA and throwing your support around the right, the freedom to own firearms. This is it. This is a pivotal point in our history because the demagogues, they're going to use what happened to those children. They're going to use it to their advantage. Now, it's a pity. It's a tragedy. It's a shame. And I felt really bad. My wife and I sit there and we just couldn't believe that somebody would do something like that. But the politicians, the liberal press, they have jumped over all the causal events or effects or actions and went straight to guns. They have totally disregarded an irresponsible mother who not only bought firearms but trained an unstable child how to use them. A mother who did not seek the right kind of help for her son, even though it appeared she had the financial means. a society that believes that you can declare a gun-free zone and the criminals and the nutcases will respect it. That's stupid. If that's the case, what they believe, why don't we declare a gun-free zone around all the politicians, the mayor of New York, all the congresspeople? Why don't we declare them gun-free zones and let's see how that works for them? Long story short, it won't. It won't work for anybody. And during that interview, the mayor actually scoffed at the idea of putting armed guards in the schools. He couldn't see the value. But when the anchor pointed out that he had armed guards 24/7, he couldn't say anything. Like I said before, he got this really sick grin on his face. I guess he wasn't prepared for that kind of question or statement from a liberal news anchor. And I applaud her for that. But ladies and gentlemen, if you care about your freedom, the freedoms you've enjoyed, and if you want your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids to enjoy the same freedoms, don't let this tragedy sway you. That could have been prevented. It should have been prevented. It happened because there was a mother who was irresponsible. It happened because there's a society that's misguided and believe that laws actually deter outlaws. They don't, and they never will. We are at a crucial, pivotal point in the history of this country, and we have to make a decision, a societal decision. We have to decide or make up our minds as to whether outlaws, nutcases, fringe elements of our society are truly equal, if they deserve an equal opportunity to live the American dream when they don't adhere to and follow the rules of civilized society. We can't have both. We can't have a society where we bend over backwards to give criminals a second and third chance. We can't bend over backwards to deny mental illness because it, quote unquote, makes us look bad to the neighbors. We can't keep excusing bad behavior and low character by blaming it on racism. We have got to start holding people, black, white, red, brown, yellow, responsible for their actions. And when we do find that they've acted badly, that they've gone beyond the bounds of civilized society, we need to excise them from civilized society. I don't care if you lock them up in prison and throw away the key, execute them, I don't care. I recommend they be banished to Attu Allen in the Aleutian Chain. And we can forget about them for the rest of their miserable lives. But we have got to do something. We cannot let power-hungry politicians use this issue to gain more control over our lives, to erode our freedoms. And that's why I say that when it comes to the American dream, the American lifestyle is guns and freedom. You can't or won't have one without the other. Until next time, I'm your host, Elbert Lewis, from The Edge.